Hello, friends. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we are glad you joined us today.
Yes, we are. My name is Pauline, and here on Let's Talk in English, every Saturday, we review our lessons from the week. And we have a lot to cover.
Yes, we do. Hey, do you want to play table tennis later? Alex is setting up a table tennis table downstairs.
Whoa, I didn't know that. But wait, is James going to play?
James? Yes. Why?
Well, James is really competitive.
What do you mean by competitive?
He really wants to win, and I like to play just for fun.
Oh, I know what you mean. Sometimes when we really want to win, we can get a little mean. I think we all want to win, but Alex can get that way too. Maybe we can just play for fun.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea too. I have a question.
Okay.
When you think of something that's not okay to do, but you have a friend that doesn't agree, what do you do?
Ooh, that's a good question, and we had a talk about it this week too. We'll have to review that as well. So friends, let's get started. Let's take a look at those lessons together.
What are you doing, James?
Hi, Tina. I'm doing a crossword puzzle.
That's interesting. What's the puzzle about?
It's about table tennis. It has words like net and paddle.
That's a fun game.
It is. But this puzzle is hard. Can you help me?
I can try.
What is a five-letter word for score?
P-O-I-N-T. Point.
Hey, Tina. What are you watching?
Hi, Alex. I'm watching some ping pong videos.
Are they interesting?
Yes. Watch this video. How do the players spot the ball?
I don't know. It moves and spins so fast. Ping pong is a very fast ball sport.
I know. I can't play it very well.
What are you doing, James?
I'm looking for a place to play ping pong. My brother sent me a new paddle, and I want to try it.
The recreation center downtown has ping pong tables. Alex and I play there all the time.
Really? Thanks, Susie. Hey, I need a partner. Can I play with you and Alex?
Sure. We love playing ping pong.
Susie, James invited me to play ping pong at the recreation center tomorrow. Do you want to come too?
Sure. Is James a good player?
Yes, but we can beat him with some effort.
Let's ask Rob to come too. Then we can play singles or doubles.
Let's go to the center today to practice.
I plan to win.
It was Saturday. On Saturdays, Ruby always played basketball with her friend Brian. So Ruby went to the park. Brian wasn't there. He was late. So Ruby sat on a bench and waited. She looked around. There were candy wrappers everywhere. Ruby stood up. Then she picked up the trash. She threw the trash in the garbage. Soon Brian arrived. Ruby stopped thinking about the trash. They played basketball and had a great time. After they were finished, Ruby sat on the bench again. She started to eat a sandwich. Brian sat beside her. He was eating an apple. When Brian finished, he threw his apple on the ground. Ruby couldn't believe it.
Hey!
She said.
Why did you do that?
What?
Asked Brian.
You mean the apple? Don't worry. The park workers will pick it up. Apples are natural.
Brian thought that one little apple didn't make a difference. Ruby was very angry, but she didn't say anything. What could she say? What would you say?
Hi, Tina. On today's program, we're talking about wild animals.
That's right. Some animals need our help.
Some animals are endangered.
They may not exist in the world much longer.
That is bad news. But there is also good news. Some animals were on the endangered list, but now they're not.
I know. The giant panda is a good example. What are you doing, Alex?
I'm reading an article about grizzly bears. You lived in Colorado. Did you ever see one?
No, there are no grizzly bears in Colorado.
Oh, they sound like amazing animals.
They are, but they're also dangerous. They sometimes attack people.
So people should be careful. Are grizzlies endangered?
No, they are threatened. That's not as serious.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show. Today, we have a familiar face with us. Please help me welcome Susie to the show. Thanks for being on the program today, Susie.
You're welcome, Rob. We're talking about an important topic.
Yes, we're talking about endangered animals.
There are too many endangered animals.
The problem is serious. Some may disappear.
Did you know the wild tiger population has dropped 96.8% in just 20 years?
No. Really?
Yes. That's why endangered animals need to be protected.
But there are some success stories. Some animals are now off the endangered list.
That's right. The bald eagle is one example. The American alligator is another.
That is good news. How did it happen?
Laws changed. People weren't allowed to hunt them, and people stopped using some dangerous chemicals that hurt them.
I hope more animals can get off the endangered list soon.
Me too.
Okay, everyone. Now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. Peter and I will answer these questions together here.
That's right. But make sure to be using English at home if you can.
On this show, we hope that you can challenge yourself. So try to say more than one word answers. Try saying a whole sentence.
So we talked about this word puzzle this week. We have a friend doing a kind of puzzle, a crossword puzzle. But what is a puzzle, Pauline?
Ooh, a puzzle is a challenge. It's something that is a little difficult that you have to solve. You have to find the answer.
Yes, that's right. And we have many games, like a picture made into many little pieces. You have to put them together, and that's called a jigsaw puzzle. We talked about crossword puzzles. They can be a lot of fun, but they're a little difficult.
That's right, but they are very good for your brain. So, why didn't Brian throw away his apple in our TAI lesson?
TAI, talk about it lesson. Well, because the park workers can pick it up. That's what he thinks. And besides, it's natural.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think we all use the park, right? So it's not just his personal place. I think he can throw it out. There are garbage cans right there in the park.
I think so, too. Do you see people leave trash on the ground, friends? What do you do? What about you, Peter?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, sometimes I see people throw stuff on the ground, maybe across the street. I don't have time to pick up after them, and it's not really my place to yell at them right then. This is a difficult situation, so friends, make sure to talk about this at home.
Now let's talk about the animals. This is an important one to learn about.
Some wild animals are endangered. They may not exist in the world much longer.
Not exist? That means they won't be here. They'll be extinct. That's not good. What is an animal we should be worried about, Peter?
Oh, that would be the tiger.
That's right, because they are dangerous.
No, because their population is becoming smaller and smaller. And our time is out. That's small, too. Well, friends, now it's time for us to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Welcome back, everyone. So what did you like learning about this week?
Oh, my favorite was the article on animals. I love learning about and talking about animals. And I think endangered animals is an important topic.
Yeah, it was important to learn about tigers, that there are fewer and fewer of them.
But that humans can help.
That's right. We should think about that, too. Well, now it's time to watch our features from this week. This will be fun.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Soon I'm going to play table tennis with some friends. You can play table tennis with two or four people. Do you play? Table tennis is a fun game, but it's not easy. The ball can go really fast.
Table tennis is a game played on a table with a small net in the middle. It is also called ping pong. To play, you need the table with the net, paddles, and a ball. One or two people stand on each end of the table. They hit the ball across the net, and the other person hits it back. The ball goes back and forth until someone misses and doesn't hit the ball. Then the player who didn't miss gets a point. The first player to get 11 points wins the game. Ping pong or table tennis is the fastest ball game in the world. The average player can make the ball go about 25 miles per hour. But good players can make it go 50 miles per hour or more. Table tennis is the most popular indoor sport. It's an Olympic sport too. And many people in China consider it China's national sport. Chinese players are very good and win a lot of world championships. But anyone, young or old, can play table tennis. That's why it's so popular.
I'm back from playing table tennis. My friends and I played several games. I only won one time. I think I need to practice more. I hit the ball, but I don't always hit it over the net. Still, ping pong is a fun game. If you play it, you know that's true. Thanks for joining me on Jack's File today. See you next time.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about animals. And here to answer my question is Ms. Enda Danger. Hello, Enda. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Enda, I have a question here from Ian Chang of Anaheim, California. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Ian writes, we learned about the blue whale in science class today. It is an endangered animal. I am wondering, what other animals in the world are endangered?
That's a great question, Ian. We should all care about endangered animals and help them.
Before you answer the question, Enda, can you tell us what Ian means by endangered animal?
Sure. Some animals in the world are endangered because there aren't that many of them left in the world.
So these animals might disappear from the world?
That's right. Endangered animals may soon disappear from the world completely. Scientists use the word extinct to talk about types of animals that aren't in the world anymore.
Extinct. So, how do animals become endangered?
Well, people may kill them, or these animals' homes may be damaged by humans or by pollution.
I understand. So, what kinds of animals are endangered?
Well, there are certain tigers, sea turtles, gorillas, rhinos, and some birds that are very close to being extinct.
I see. Is that all?
No. There are hundreds of animals who are endangered or close to being endangered.
That's too bad. Can we do anything about it?
Yes. In fact, some animals used to be endangered, but now they are not. And that is because humans started to protect them and care for them.
I see. So humans must help take care of these animals.
That's right.
Well, thanks, Enda. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
I love your house, Gertrude. Oh, I love that sofa. And, ooh, look at that cute lamp. And, oh, are those your little doggies?
Yes, that's Bertha and that's Mittens.
Oh, they are so cute. Although they're very still and quiet.
Oh, no. That means they need to be walked.
You need to take them for a walk now? Why?
Well, because they...
Oh, I stepped in some water.
Oh, that's not water.
It isn't.
That's why these little doggies need to be walked.
And that was a super sentence.
It was?
Oh, well, aren't you a handsome man?
Well, a handsome super sentence man, to be exact. Dear ladies, the super sentence for today is, that's why some things need to be something. And someone said, that's why these little doggies need to be walked.
Oh, that was me.
It was you? Well, you are super. Do you have another way of using this super sentence?
Oh, sure. More ladies are coming here later. So that's why my dishes need to be washed.
That's why my dishes need to be washed. Excellent. What about you?
Yes, sir.
Do you have another super sentence for me?
My nice bag fell apart. That's why it needs to be fixed.
Oh, that's why it needs to be fixed. Super, super, and super. Always remember, ladies. Say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, what were you telling your friend?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Miranda. You didn't step in water. That's a gift from my little doggies. They need to be walked.
And that's why I need my shoes cleaned.
Oh, Miranda. Come on, little doggies. Let's go for a walk.
Those features are great. It's a fun way to learn our English. And we can always practice here, together.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you. You can come back every Saturday to review lessons with us. And you can watch those conversations again.
That's right. We had a talk about it. We had table tennis. We talked about endangered animals. And I think we talked about everything there is.
Not even close. Next week, we will talk about all new things.
Well, good point. And this is a great place to come and practice with us.
You did a great job practicing today, friends, and we'll see you next week right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.